So as I mentioned earlier, the EFF Commander-in-Chief, Julius Malema, he's been giving a press conference over the last 20 minutes or so. I've been watching out the corner of my eye. He's been talking and he is now taking questions. So we're going to try and have a little listen in there and hopefully you can hear some of those questions and a couple of his answers too.
The working and living conditions of farm workers, will that include, you know, the terms of reference that you're going to ask for, will it include looking into rural safety? And rural safety completely in rural areas. I'd also like to find out if you can extrapolate on Peter Ketse and Fani Mokoena, their resignations from Parliament that had to do with their own personal reasons, if the politics were involved in any way, shape or form. And humour me for this last one. I mean, journalists are surely allowed a life after journalism. Once upon a time, you were comrades with a guy called Pule Mabe, who was also a journalist like us once upon a time, very, very long ago. So is it just Simon Kokkeli and Ranjeni Mhlontsami that you're referring to and that you are pouring scorn on? Or generally speaking, are we yesterday's children, journalists? Once we're here, we must stay in this profession. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa Gatandwe, News 24. Just a couple of questions from me, Mr. Malema. And the first question is around the standoff between the EFF and the ANC in Polokwane during the Section 25 hearings. I just wanted to find out what your reaction is, what the EFF, if the EFF at all discussed this. You speak of displaced anger.
That's the live briefing by the Economic Freedom.
That, as you heard, courtesy of Newsroom Africa, that briefing from Julius Malema and also questions there from Nicholas Bauer is the person whose voice you heard. And then I think it was News 24 reporters. Let's speak now to our reporter, Teto Makhlakwana, who is monitoring that briefing for us. Teto, thanks for your time today. What exactly has Julius Malema been saying? And give us an overview of some of those questions there.
Good day, Mandy. Of course, it is always quite a wide array of issues that he touches on when he does brief the media. But I think most fascinating has been, of course, what he says around policy and around the fact that they had the command central team meeting very recently, but discussing the question of elections, which I thought was quite interesting. And he says that just at the beginning, but does not extrapolate further. But he says that the EFF is basically looking at how they can push through their view that the national and local government elections must be combined and must happen at the same time. But while doing this, of course, they are preparing for the upcoming local government elections. And he says that, of course, they're quite confident that they will do well in those elections, calling for regions to start gathering themselves and organizing themselves to get ready for those elections next year. But another interesting thing that you might also find fascinating is the Labour desk move. I think it's a fascinating time for the EFF as a political party to branch out into the Labour movement space. We know that there's always been a left-aligned movement. They've always stood there for workers who have called them to a places where there's been challenges. But this establishment and, of course, the appointment of the former Deputy General Secretary General, Kalipi, to head it up, suggests that they are actually looking at how to gain traction in the working class movement or the working class space and also in the left. Mm.
We heard a question there from Nicholas Bauer asking about Ranjeni Mhlontsami and Sam Kokkeli. What did Malema have to say about that?
So apparently, according to Julius, we cannot aspire to be more in life. That if we write stories that are against...
We are destined to be journalists forever.
We basically are applying for jobs in the state by writing or even doing work that is contrary to the views of the opposition. And, of course, he mentions those two people, and we know that, of course, Ranjeni Mhlontsami has been in the news recently because of that picture that was posted by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni as part of his team. And, of course, there's a different issue between Sam's condition and Ranjani's, but under Injula's view, pretty much they're all the same, and we've been biased, and therefore, after the bias comes the reward.
Well, Teto, I apologize for your career that is going to be destined to be a journalist forever, but thank you for doing such a great job at it.
Thank you,
Teto Makhlekwane, she's watching that EFF press conference. Malema is now responding to those questions from the media. We'll try and bring you a little bit of that later on.